Kenyan media has been abuzz with news that Kenyan citizens have been targeted in xenophobic riots that have swept Johannesburg and other parts of South Africa in the past week. One woman had her mobile phone shop looted, and another woman had her house broken into, and there are reports of other Kenyans receiving threats. Foreign Minister Moses Wetangula told reporters Wednesday that neither of the victims were harmed physically.
All our nationals are safe. The traders are, however, still in some state of discomfort because those who are in the shanty towns around Johannesburg are still intermittently opening and closing their businesses because of threats from South African nationals.
Roughly 20,000 Kenyans live in South Africa, far fewer than the number of migrants from Mozambique or Zimbabwe. It's believed that an estimated 3 million Zimbabwean nationals live in South Africa. And most of the Kenyans living there are students, professionals, or relatively prosperous business people who do not live in the slums where the worst of the violence has taken place. Nevertheless, the Kenyan government has urged its citizens, particularly shop owners, to exercise extra caution and to travel in groups when possible. Wetangula said that most Kenyans living in South Africa have return tickets, but that the government would take action to help Kenyans leave the country if the need arises. Wetangula also expressed support for the South African government's response to the violence while registering his concern with the recent attacks.
Along the Bambi Road to Independence, South Africans were scattered all over the continent, including Kenya. We gave them tremendous and admirable hospitality. The last country anybody would imagine would engage in xenophobia is South Africa.
At least 24 foreigners have been killed in riots since May 11th. In a country of 50 million, South Africa's 5 million immigrants, many of them migrant mine workers or refugees, have become the target of growing resentment, particularly among the poor, as prices rise and unemployment remains high. Derek Kilner, VOA News, Nairobi.